So Crystal, I was in Dubai last week, and I keep telling people that in Tanzania we don't have men to date, which I'm sure will offend people. But so I decided, you know, let me put myself out there. You know, I'm in this city, I don't know nobody, you know, it's so cosmopolitan and whatnot. And then I see this guy, he's so cute, he's so handsome. But then when we went on the date, I'm telling you, he was as memorable as room temperature water. It was just like, there was just nothing. It was so forced. I was just like, this guy better pay for my dinner, and then I bounce because I cannot be here any longer. And then I went home and I told my sister, I was like, you know what? I don't think dating is for me. I think maybe I should like get into an arranged marriage or something, because every guy I meet, there's an issue. Then she was telling me I'm too picky. I don't think I'm too picky, because I think that it's not like you're picking a salad or breakfast, right? It's like you're actually trying to find someone that you gel with. And so when she asked
me, you're picking a partner.
Right. So when she asked me, she's like, okay, Sabrina, what do you want? What is it that you want? And then she said, give me your list. So then this was how the conversation started. And then I was talking, so I'm really curious to know what all of your list is for Mr. Right. But mine has definitely changed. And I was telling Raisa, I asked Raisa just now, I was like, would you date a guy who... Okay, if you're qualified, would you date a guy who's unqualified, in the sense that, okay, before, I don't have this anymore, but before I would say, if I have a master's, he has to have a master's. You know what I mean? If I'm at this level, he has to be at the... I realize that's immature now, but it was my list for a very long time. Is that a bad thing to like have that criteria?
No, because like we've
gone past it. So
I mean, you got past it, but no, but it's like, but we're taught, you know, when we're little girls, like, oh, you know, just a man. Yeah. No standards. A man. You know, you find the man, and then you just have this happily ever after. And when you don't have the list, it can literally be just anybody. And so you do start off saying, okay, well, he's got to have this thing. If I'm here, he's here. I had that for a long time too. Then I realized, you know what? I'm phenomenal and no man's going to match it. So I need to kind of, you know, reevaluate the list, because they're not going to measure up, because I also do have a
master's. So what's on
degree.
Your list? I'm so curious to know what's on your list, because my list, okay, it's changed, but like I was down to height. I'm like, because I'm short, right? I was like, you know, I can't be with a guy, God forbid we get married, then we have babies, and then we make a very little family. Like, you know, I can't do that. Like, so I need a guy who's a bit taller. You know what
right.
I mean?
We all go to bed.
Please.
I get it. No. Look,
there's an organization.
I have gigantic feet.
Comment.
So I was like, yeah. I need him to have not massive feet, because I can't have a girl with like size 12 feet like me, size 45 feet. I wear a 45 shoe. It's a struggle as a woman. To find shoes.
Yeah. But it's like, it's also, so I don't know, but from our community, like back here, back home, like most of the guys here, they sort of venture into entrepreneurship very early. Mm-hmm. And for someone who, like, because education was so instilled in us from our parents, they valued it so much. I think it sort of came down in me as well, where I'm like, I need an educated man like myself. Okay, because you know, I'm always pursuing like that next goal. And then I'm just thinking that it kind of makes me an intellectual snob, because I also find intellectual guys exhausting. You know what I mean?
They're boring.
They're boring.
They demean you.
They're demeaning. But then maybe like when I find someone who has it, because there are people who have interesting things to talk about, right? But it was like, I guess maybe like frustration of your own community of like, why aren't our boys going to school? Like, you know what I mean? Why aren't our boys lawyers, doctors, blah, blah, blah? Why is it that they just inherited their dad's business, or they're doing this, this, and this? And then I was telling Raisa, not that I have an issue with Zanzibari boys, but there's something about Zanzibari boy communities. Like if you go to the UK, if you go to Dubai, they're either working at the airport, they're working in like as chefs, or they're working as in the gym or something, like lifting, like as a fitness trainer, or they're like just, or they're a broker of some sort, like a dalali, and I'm just like, why aren't our men lawyers or professors or whatnot? Like, they were before the generation, before Kina Abdul Burna, Kina Farouk Chopan, but people our age were not seeing that. And then now, and I guess it took like a really bad breakup, you know what I mean? To realizing that that's shallow of me. Like, I'm the one who's shallow to like set that standard.
I don't think it's shallow. That criteria. I won't call it shallow. I'm sorry. I won't call it shallow.
Yeah, no. I would say that.
It's okay, maybe.
Really?
You can call it too picky. Maybe you can call it anything else, but I do not think it's shallow. I'm sorry. I don't.
No. I'm with you. It's not shallow. I think it's the fact that you want a provider. And we know that those are fields that if he has that kind of job, he can provide. Because you're not going to find a lawyer living in a shack. You're not going to find a doctor living out of his car, generally. Like, he's going to be somebody who can actually afford to do the things that you want to do, could take care of your children down the road. You want somebody who's like, okay, I know we're not going to be struggling when it's all said and done. That's not shallow. That's common sense. That's in our DNA as women. We want a man who, again, can provide for a family who we can trust to be stable, because most of us, I'm a very modern woman, I'm American, but like, I'm very clear. If I decide to actually marry you and we have kids, I'm not going to work. And you can't make me work, because I'm having this child. I'm giving up my body for an extended period of time to make another human being and then push that thing out of me and then make sure that it survives. And you want me to get my house and work too? I'm not doing that. So you get to pick. Either we can have a baby or I'm going to have a career. Take your pick. So therefore, you need to be able to provide. It's simple as that. That's not having a standard. Either we're going to have a child, or I'm going to be at the house working to help build what we're going to have over here, build this foundation. So you need to be able to step up and fill in the gap. So don't ever call yourself shallow. That's not true. You're looking for what you need.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking I've also seen like people who are not necessarily in those high-end jobs, but they're making ends meet. You know what I mean? So I think my perspective has I've grown out of it, because I think it's something that a lot of girls are just taught when they're younger, like, you need a successful man, you need a guy who's this and this. Man, if it was so easy, I would have been that myself, you know? It's like, it's a bit hard.
I've been engaged 3 different times, so we're not even getting into that. But obviously none of them stuck. But no, but you need to have your list, and you want a provider. So on your list is a man who can provide for you and provide for a family. And you went with careers that you know will provide. Entrepreneurs can definitely provide as well, depending on what they're doing. You know, if you're out here selling something that everybody's got, you're not successful. But if you're a successful entrepreneur, you can provide. We're good. I'm happy. I'm content. So you asked about my list.
Yes.
Yeah, what's your list? Let's hear your list.
So for me, number one, I need honesty and loyalty, because I can't trust you without those first two things. And if I can't trust you, we can't do anything. You can be real cute. We can take really cute pictures and we can have a lot of fun. But at the end of the day, if I can't trust you, I can go find somebody else. So number one, I need to be able to trust you because you're honest, you're loyal, you're consistent. Number two, you do need to be able to provide. Because once again, if you want a family, can you provide for that family? Because a lot of us have seen, like me and Peter were talking earlier, I've seen people struggle. I have friends, you know, who got married and were all about love and all that. And then you struggle. I'm too old to be struggle loving at this point. It's 2022. Why do I have to struggle to be in love with you? Why do I have to be, you know, sitting here counting my coins to make sure that I can afford to get my nails done, but we can also get the bills paid and get the groceries and get this, and that. If we have to sit here and really, you know, with two people with grown incomes and sit here and make lists about, okay, so this month I can get my nails done, but next month I can't. I need to decide if, okay, next month I can get my hair done. And these are things that I can do before you come into the picture, but because now you're here, I can't do these things. I'm taking you out the picture. I provide for myself just fine. I get my nails done, my hair done, get my massages, get my waxes, get whatever I need to get done to take care of me. Because at the end of the day, if you're not okay, your family's not okay. And that's something that we as women are not always taught. But if you're not okay, your family's not going to be okay. Because generally, once you become partnered, a lot of stress and pressure is put on you to make sure that the house is okay, that the man is okay, that the kids are okay. And if they're okay, but you're, you know, if they're looking okay, but you're actually not okay, things are going to fall apart. So you need to be able to provide for those things.
With that, mm-hmm. with having said that, you're completely right. I completely agree to it to a certain extent. But you know how mm-hmm. you said loyalty and what is this first two things? Loyalty and consistency is very important. Mm-hmm. And I don't have anything else that I agree more with that than that. So definitely loyalty and consistency is nothing. That's the top of the list. There's no negotiation about that. But let's say you end up getting married to someone and then, or you end up with someone and they're providers and they're ambitious and they're doing well. Security wise, you don't got to question it. And then somewhere right. along the line, something happens, life happens, and that security is literally pulled right under your rug, your legs. Mm-hmm. You're not saying that you're going to leave that situation because then there's not secure anymore. That's not what you're saying. No. You're just saying getting into that situation with nothing and that no sign of any plan to be secure in the future, that's a problem.
Correct. Okay. So what I'm saying is, because my thing is, like, that's where loyalty, consistency comes into play. Because I need to know who you are, know your character. Life happens. I get it. Economy shifts. Wars happen. Things change. Security can go out the window. But if I know that, you know, because you've been consistent, you've been loyal, I've been loyal, we have trust, I know that we can work through this thing and come back out on the other side. We may struggle for a while, and that's okay. But I'm not going to start off struggling with you when I can't trust you. Like, if, like I said, mm-hmm. you're providing for me and everything. You're providing for us. Let me clarify, because me sounds selfish. But if you're providing for us, mm-hmm. but then I can't trust you when there's no security and there's no trust, what's the point?
Yeah.
Like, think about that for a second.
I say you've been quiet. Like,
yeah.
I'm just listening to Crystal, like, give us some info. but to be honest, I also feel like I agree with you to some extent, but at the same time, it's like, even before you get to the whole, like, someone who can provide for you, because, like, you might meet someone that will blow your mind off, like, you know, those sparks. I know people say, right, so stop watching Disney nonsense like that, but, like, you need someone that just, like, blows your mind out the window, but might not have it all together. And I think this is something that Sabrina said earlier, and it made sense, but, like, you actually believe in their potential. You actually believe that, okay, you know what, I'm gonna start talking to this guy, because sooner or later this guy is about to change how shit is done, you know what I mean? But then right. does that stop you from talking to him, because at that point in time he doesn't have that security that you're looking for? What do you do when that happens?
And falling in love let me tell you, that is dangerous.
Don't work.
I've done that.
That's dangerous as hell.
I met someone potential who blew my mind, and his potential was amazing. And I just want to, like, and 3 years later, we're here waiting for that.
No, but I think,
there's a thing, but so, Ray, my thing would be this. Is there a potential and a plan?
Exactly. Because, like, potential has to go apart. Somewhere.
Right. Because potential is great, you know, help. I watched Black Lady Sketch Show. Dr. Hadassah, Dr. Hadassah Linke, pre-PhD. Technically, we are all pre-PhD people, because none of us have a PhD. Mm-hmm. So we all have the potential to have a PhD. But are you actually enrolled in a graduate program? Do you actually have a mentor? Because you can say, I'm a pre-PhD all day long. For the minute you are born and you take your first breath, congratulations, you are now a pre-PhD for your entire life. That's it. But are you in a program to actually get that doctorate? And so, because I've had the guy who had potential and no plan. And like she said, you're waiting 3 years down the road. He's got this amazing idea for this wonderful, you know, revolutionary, life-changing, whatever. But how are you going to make it happen?
Have you guys watched Insecure?
To make it happen?
Girl, sorry, yes. Have you guys? Yes. Faithfully. So I mean, like, Lawrence. So you know that, like, I'm talking about Lawrence, man. You know
Lawrence.
The whole, like, yeah, I'm talking about Lawrence, girl. So, like, you know when
oh my god, like, it just, no, Lawrence is the guy with the potential.
sorry.
Exactly. Girl, you didn't figure that out yet? Okay, so the point is,
right.
Like, people gave Issa a lot of slack for cheating, right? But she sort of like, for 2 years, he was just bumming on the couch with this amazing idea, which turned out not to be a good idea because someone's ready to just slack.
No, we're talking about Insecure. Just
The show Insecure.
So if you haven't seen Insecure, find it online. It's done all 5 seasons. You can sit and watch it and you can feel it. I'm sorry.
And why haven't you watched Insecure?
Why haven't you seen it? Especially if you're a Black woman. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to say this to you. Black woman, I question you and your alliance to the rest of us. Issa Rae is magical. And she's from Senegal.
She is so a unicorn.
She is Senegalese. Do better with your life if you haven't seen it. Support her. Senegalese and American, so double Black lady. Let's go.
I would forgive myself if I somehow fell in love with someone with potential, like in my early 20s. You know what I mean? And 3 years, it's fine. But like now we're hitting 30s. I've got like baby fever. I'm thinking like my mom's on my case. Every time she calls me, the only conversation we have is, where's your husband? Why aren't you married? You know, you can't keep calling me. You need a man. Like, aside from the external pressure, my own physical pressures and needs, you know what I mean? I'm just not about to waste that time. Like, if you haven't figured out, like, I think I'm also potential. I'm still potential, you know? But I've got a plan and I'm working on it. Even if I fail, but I'm working on it. My issue is, if you still got potential up to your 30s and you're still working on that idea, then
baby, it ain't potential.
I don't know. And this
that's called a dream.
Right, and this is why when we talk about the list, or what, you know what? My list was tragic when I was in my 20s. I was like, he needs to be this height. He needs to be this, this, and this, and this. Really, after dating a guy who really just, I thought, had everything on that list and then clearly just destroyed my fantasy or whatnot, my list has become much smaller but very specific now. You know what I mean? Like, if you haven't got it back together right now, or if you don't know for sure where you're going, I don't have time for that. The list is very simple. And unfortunately, on my side, it's as simple as, are you a family man? Are you a person with family? Are you actually ambitious, or can you provide, as you say? Are you kind? And do you have, so with Muslims, we say imani. Raisa, what's imani? How can you say? Are you a person of faith? Faith being very important to me. Like, I've always like said, he has to be Muslim. But like those two silly criteria I had before, they're sort of fading, but it really is more like, how are you not adding on my plate? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, because like
what's
said,
that, that's I need to know your list, and it better not be potential.
No, but that's the thing right there. But those are the 4 things, because that's the character of a person. Because at the end of the day, when you are down the road, kids, grandkids, all that ish, everything is all said and done, who is this? What's this man's character? Because my parents had been married 36 years. It'll be 37 years in November. They spent about 18. Hold on. Yeah, I'm a history teacher, not a math teacher. They spent about 18, 20 years raising kids, and now they're on their own. Well, except now my brother, his wife, and their kids are back, so they get to do it all over again. But can you be with that person when it's all said and done? Because, like, you know, we're taught generally, you know, first comes love, then comes marriage, then comes baby. Boom. So, you know, a lot of people... And a baby carriage. Yeah, exactly. So we give ourselves generally any, time, pocket sticking, oh my God, whatever. And so, especially us as women of color, generally you get married and the expectation is within about a year or two, you're having that baby. Mm-hmm. So you don't actually get time with this person. Then you're raising kids. Now you're being partners raising children. Then the kids go away and now it's you and this person. It's supposed to be you and this person until you die. Can you be with him until you die or you murder him? Which is why, like, I can say in the U.S., people get divorced 20, 25, 30 years because they realize, I don't even know who I married. I just married somebody because I was scared and we had children.
Raisa, do you feel pressure to like settle now as you're getting older, or to like find Mr. Right?
Or... to be honest, no, not really. And I think it's just because like I'm at a place in my life where I love, like, I don't know, like I love me, you know? I love who I am. I love the people I'm surrounding myself with. I love the fact that I'm getting out of my comfort zone more and more each day. So whoever is coming into my life needs to be able to understand that it's me first. me.
Right.
And then I shall welcome you with open arms to love me just as much as I love myself, if not more. So no pressure at all. I'm gonna take
so you don't have a list?
Right.
You don't have a list? Tell us your list.
I feel like for me, the most important thing I feel like for me personally is, because I'm a very, like, whoever knows me knows I love my friends, knows I love my family very, very much. So the person who eventually comes into my life needs to gel. I know that's not gonna be 100%, but if like someone in my family or my friends is like, hey, this one, let's go back and like sit down and talk about it, I'll know that there's something wrong, because there's sometimes people can see things that you can't see, and I feel like that's very important to sometimes listen, like, so yeah. And also, like, be a good person, you know? We keep seeing people out here, man. There are people out here. Nairobi streets, every street in the world at this point. I hear stories, and that shit is like, wah! So, yeah, finding a good person, finding someone who's honest, true to themselves, true to their family, true to their friends, someone who wants to start a good family, someone who wants to have kids one day. Be a good person. Just be a bloody good person. And then someone who wants to grow with you. You know, it's no competition. We're all in this life together. We're all trying to make a good impact. So let's just like grow together. Let's find ourselves together. And someone who ain't afraid to be vulnerable. Men. It's okay for you to cry. By the way, I will hug you. I will hold your hand. We will do whatever we need to do together.
Not all the time.
But not all the time, please.
Yeah,
but yes.
Cry when it's appropriate.
Not all the time.
Yeah. But Raisa, I just want to ask you, Raisa, though.
I'm not a cry all the time in every situation. I'm not trying to be with someone who's trying to cry all the time either. But every now and then.
But yes, be vulnerable.
Vulnerable, like Raisa said. I'm here for it. I will be the one, babe, let's go and get some ice cream and just cry the shit out.
Yeah,
I do have one question. Sorry. I want to challenge all of you, though. Like, I know we talk like he must be a nice guy and all of that, but then my cousin always tells me, like, you know, when you're picking the person you're with, you need to think about the long-term goals. Like, she's like, love will leave, like looks will fade, blah blah blah. And I'm always curious about this, and I really hope we can be honest. How important is religion and race in your partner, like in the person that you pick?
How important is what?
Religion and race. What do you think, Crystal?
So for me, honestly and truly, the older I get, the less important it is, to be honest. I mean, I will say religion is, I'll take that back, I'll flip it. So for me, race has really never been important. Because since I was a teenager, I dated different, all that, you know, white, black, Asian, all of them. But the older I get, the religion aspect is, and I used to be like, he's got to be a Christian. If he's not a Christian, we ain't doing it. It's not going to work for me. I don't care. If you don't love Jesus, we're done, because it's a poor thing. But the older I get, it's like, it's not about the religion. It's about God. And it's about the character and how he treats people, how he responds to situations, how he carries himself, how he respects me, treats me, things like that. Like, what you call God is what you call God. Your relationship with God, Allah, Yahweh, the deal, whoever it is you want to call it, that's between you and him, them, however you choose to identify him. Because end of the day, when we pass on to the next life, I'm not sitting in judgment of you. That's between you and your creator. But do you have a relationship with the creator? and how do you take that relationship and put it into other people? So like, since I've been in Dubai, I've dated quite a few Muslim men. In the US, I dated one Muslim guy and mostly Christians because that's what we have. So for me, those are, like I was telling Mufita earlier, those are wrappings on the package. The package is the same. The package is the person's character. The package is who they are at the end of the day. Race, religion, what color is the wrapping paper, what kind of bow is on it. And as long as like we're not in a major conflict about it, it's fine. So like, you know, I'm from the South in the US, so we eat pork. However, when I'm with a man who is a, you know, who's Muslim, out of respect, I got pork in the house, but I don't cook it before I see him. I'm not gonna eat it around him or near him. You know, unless he says he's okay with it, I'm not gonna drink around him, out of respect to show, hey, you know, I respect yours, respect mine. Don't be crazy with me, but I don't care. You know, like the man I'm currently seeing, I said, if this continues, bring the rug to my house. I live right next to a mosque. If you need to pray, hit your spot, pray, leave your rug in the corner. What about the rest of you ladies? Race, religion.
Mufida.
I don't really, I think I agree with Crystal to a certain extent. I don't care about race. Never really did, which I'm glad about.
No, I don't care about race.
Race is a non-factor for me, completely. Religion, there was a time that it was a non-factor as well. But I kind of needed you to be Muslim for my parents, mm-hmm. and my family, because I was not going to present them with a non-Muslim and put some shit up.
I don't even know how my mom would respond.
My family wasn't Christian. I don't care. I'll take that fight. I'll take that up. He's a good man.
What? I didn't hear.
I already said that. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. You keep talking.
No. I didn't actually hear you. I didn't understand it. Sorry.
Oh, like you said, your family, he needs to be Muslim for your family?
Yes, right? Yes, that's what I was saying, yeah.
Yes, same for me. My family, he needs to be a Christian. That's for them, that's non-negotiable. But guess what? He's marrying me, he's not marrying you.
Yeah, okay.
He's going to be with me, he's not going to be with you. But so, for me...
Very different scenario. For us, because we're very...
I think our culture, it's different. It's very different.
No. I'm a Black Christian. It's the same. Trust me.
Is it?
I just tell them that... It's very... Trust me. My parents were upset that they dated a white man who was a Methodist and not a Baptist like we were.
Wow. Rasa, what about you? You're going to bring her home to mama, a man who's not Muslim?
So, I've decided for me it doesn't matter.
To be honest, in the beginnings of my dating history, I didn't really mind, to be honest. It was just like, you know what, if we're compatible, if we're having a good time, like, see where it goes, let's fall in love, let's make cute little babies. But now, my friend, as we get older, I think we also have to think about our children in the long run. Like that whole Muslim, Christian, what's going to happen? Like what's going to happen here and here and here? And then it becomes very complicated later down the line. I think I've had conversations where people say it's up to them to choose. But personally, because I've grown up in a setting of like being raised as a Muslim girl, I would like my kids to also be Muslim. I know I'm not the strictest Muslim in the world, but there are certain things that I'm so used to and like I love so much that I would like my kids to experience it and for their kids to experience it, and it goes on and on and on. So yeah, I think the older you get,
I totally agree.
I think I agree in the sense that when I was young, I used to think like, you know, as long as he's a nice guy, he meets all these superficial things. But faith is becoming more and more important to me because I just think that even if it's not just about being Muslim, but being Muslim cultured was also very, it's like now I'm finding it to be very nostalgic and very powerful in how it made me be the same person that I am. It's full disclosure, I hope I don't get slack for this. It's one of the biggest fears I have about dating a white man. Or like settling with a white guy is that I just feel as though I guess like the issue is for me, culture is a very big thing. You know, I feel like if our cultures can sort of like, so is faith, but if like culture, if our cultures can somehow like meet, I find a lot of comfortability in that. Like some things that other cultures don't understand, like with us, when our parents get older, they stay with us. You know what I mean? Like we're going to take care of our mama. Like you're not going to take her to like a home or something like that. It's nothing wrong with either options. It's just that, I don't know, I feel it's very hard to leave those kinship structures. Do you know what I mean? So I don't know. But I have to say that, can you guys agree that the list that we had in our early 20s and the list that we have now, completely different thing?
I never had a list.
I had a ridiculous
list. Oh, I had a list.
I never had
stupid.
A list.
Stupid. It's stupid.
Oh,
nonsense.
And I don't remember having a list. I don't remember ever having a list. I just remember having a list at some point in my adult life as I experimented on a few situationships, I would call them. And I realized, okay, obviously, this is what I don't want. 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 I know I want something similar to this. I want similar to this, and I want that. Okay, so now I have this list that is very much possible that it can change, but I know what I don't want. That much I have.
Well, that's different. So your non-negotiables, that grows. That's different.
Right. Yeah. Like my non-negotiables are definitely way up there.
That's a long list. Mm-hmm. But what I'm looking for, like we were saying, that list has gotten smaller, what I'm looking for, but those non-negotiables, oh, that's a long list. And if you hit one of those, right, you gotta go.
Yeah, no. I definitely have a non-negotiable. I have a list, but my lists are just a bunch of non-negotiables. Just it.
I have to say that I really enjoyed this conversation.
I don't care about height. I don't care about race.
Okay,
there was a point that religion... not really, but lately I've seen myself, like lately, when I say lately, in the past 5 years maybe, yes, faith has become important. And I've noticed and I realized in myself that, Crystal mentioned, you gotta have faith. You gotta have faith in something, in a higher power, in God. Yeah.
For me, race or religion, race has never been a factor for me. Never been a factor for me. Religion, I think there was a time it was very important for me to please my parents. So, make them happy and all of that. So, I was okay with having my man come to my parents and say that he's, you know, religious or became a Muslim, but he's not. But I think as we evolve, our thoughts evolve, our point of views evolve, your beliefs changed or change my beliefs specifically. So I think it's become very apparent and very clear to me that you gotta have faith, you gotta believe in something, and we have to have similar beliefs. I believe we have to have the same core for it to be kicked off. Like, I'm not saying that you must be born a Muslim and therefore if you are not, we cannot know. But we have to have some kind of we have to have the same beliefs. We have to have the same core. And that's important for me. And culture is really, really a non-factor for me either. I think everybody comes from different cultures. You just make it work. But and race as well is non-factor, never been. I will never change that. But yeah, religion is something that has become an important factor for me. So yeah, definitely we need to have the same beliefs. And I'm not even saying that he needs to be super religious and, you know, be a mutawwa'. of some sort, but we need to have the same base, we need to have the same foundation and same belief system, and we grow together and we try our level best together. But I'm not saying that you must be an extremist, no, I'm just saying we need to have the same core values and beliefs. For me, at least, this is my choice. Yeah, this is what I think.
I would have a lot of trouble with an atheist. Like, I just wouldn't see.
Yeah, I can't do that. Did it before, but, can't do it again.
But I have to tell you, I really enjoyed this episode, and I'm really curious to see what our audience think is on their list. And I think we need to challenge them to tell us what's on their list or what was on their list and what isn't here. Let's redo this episode, the list, but with men. I really want to hear what men have on their list. Are you guys down for that? Like, let's get some boys. Guys, if there are men listening to this, get here, DM, drop a DM, like, you know how Raisa likes to do it, you know, she hits you up in the DM, and then tell us what's on your list, because we want to know that. Anyway,
send me a link, I'll post on my social media, and I'll get you some guys.
Yes,
please. And guys, we just want to thank Crystal so much, because she has brought so much life to this episode. Crystal, you are fire. Thank you. You brought fire upon the mountain. As
it
always,
comes with age.
It comes with age. But it's me, Sabrina. We've got Mufida. Mufida, what's up?
Woohoo!
Raisa, say bye-bye.
Bye, guys. Mwah.
Crystal, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Cool,
thank you last
anytime.
Minute. Thank you for showing up. You're my girl.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.